As they heard these things, he went on and told a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God would be revealed immediately. He said therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. He called 10 servants of his, and gave them 10 mina coins, and told them, conduct business until I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent an envoy after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. It happened when he had come back again, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants, to whom he had given the money, to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by conducting business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 more minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you were faithful with very little, you will have authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, your mina, Lord, has made 5 minas. So he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Another came, saying, Lord, look, your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief, for I feared you, because you are an exacting man. You take up that which you did not lay down, and reap that which you did not sow. He said to him, out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I am an exacting man, taking up that which I did not lay down, and reaping that which I did not sow. Then why did you not deposit my money in the bank, and at my coming, I might have earned interest on it? He said to those who stood by, take the mina away from him, and give it to him who has the 10 minas. They said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. For I tell you that to everyone who has, will more be given. But from him who does not have, even that which he has will be taken away. But bring those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them here, and kill them before me.